Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get straight to the phone here because we've got one of New South Wales' finest on there waiting to chat with us. One of the nicest guys in our game, Jake Trbojevic. Welcome to the Sinbin, old mate.
How you going, guys?
Fantastic. Before we get to Origin, hey, just one for the Manly fans. Congratulations to you guys. A slow start to the season, but up into equal sixth.
Yeah, no, it's been a great turnaround. Obviously, really, really tough start, pretty disappointing. And then it was obviously great getting my brother back and able to turn it around. So it's given us a bit of confidence. So hopefully we can go right the back end of the year.
The Origin camp, mate, there's been no outbreaks of tonsillitis or anything, has there?
No. It's been all good at the moment.
What do you make of poor old Dane Gagai getting tonsillitis out of Queensland?
Oh, geez, I didn't even know he had it.
They've always got something wrong with him, haven't they?
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it. Obviously, I'm sure he'll be fine to play. Obviously, he always goes good in the Origin, so he'll be fine to play come Wednesday, I'd say.
How has the week been, Jake? You've obviously been a part of the New South Wales setup for a number of years now. How do you rate this camp?
No, it's been really good, mate. It's been obviously they're always enjoyable on the footy. They're pretty relaxed. We train pretty hard, but then away from footy, it's really chilled, really relaxed, and we have a good time. It's been great being at Coogee, and then we got to go home for the weekend and back into camp today, and then we head up to Townsville tomorrow. So it's been really good build up, really exciting, and I think everyone's just ready to go.
Jakey, mate, you said you've been training out. All I've seen on the TV is you've been playing golf, mate. You still practicing that golf swing?
Yeah, everywhere, mate. You know me.
How's the old food going? You still staying in the sauna most of the time in camp or what?
Yeah, you know me and buffets, would you, mate? Most nights in the sauna, yeah.
No head noise?
No, always head noise. Always.
Hey, Jake, one of the flashpoint moments of last year's series was when your captain, James Tedesco, knocked out and Jai Arrow went over and picked him up when he was concussed. Has that been raised at all amongst the playing group and by the coaches?
No, it hasn't, mate. We've just been focusing on trying to turn it around. Obviously, it was a disappointing result last year, how we lost, and any time you lose is just, you know, not good enough. So we want to turn that around. We haven't talked about what happened. Obviously, it's been brought up by other people, but we're just focusing on trying to turn around what happened last year, not looking too far back and just focusing on ourselves.
Freddie said the other day that the thing that disappointed him last year was those two incidents in the game, one where Tedesco got knocked out and when he got picked up and thrown down again, that no New South Wales players reacted to it. And there was another point in the game where one of them just stepped over Nathan Cleary and again none of the New South Wales players came to help him, which is, I got the impression when I saw that last year that the players were a little bit, I suppose, uncertain, a bit hesitant given the rules now where you're sin bin for throwing a punch and all that, which has taken that aggression out of it. But how do you fix that and sort of stay within the rules? Have you talked about a strategy or how you're going to handle those situations if Queensland start to try to bully you a little bit and it does come time to sort of up the ante a bit?
Yeah, well, it is a tough one. As you said, last year we probably did get bullied a little bit, you know, and we didn't come out on top. But I guess, as you said, with all the sin things and that sort of thing, you can't do anything stupid because you're going to let your team down. So I don't know. I'm not really sure how you go about it, obviously. Probably just, I don't know, the old fat, just to push and shove. I really don't know. Yeah, and just got to try and come out on top.
There is
you're actually playing.
There is, too, I think, the thing that people overlook, too, Jake, and you probably shouldn't be promoting this, but if you get, the rule is now if you throw a punch, you get sin-binned. So I'd imagine the rule would be, yeah, well, if you're going to throw a punch, throw a heap of them.
Make sure they land.
Yeah, if you're going to throw one.
But if you're going to throw one, throw a plenty. And, mate, he'll have to defend himself. Like, no one's just going to sit there and keep wearing it. Yeah. So when he throws one back, he's off too. So at least that way it's one for one.
I'll be honest with you, I have not thought about that one bit. And I can't see myself throwing too many punches, to be honest, but yeah, I don't know. If you put it that way, I guess that's right.
I'll give you a tip. If you throw one, throw plenty.
Okay.
Right, Coach Kenji.
But look, it is an unusual one. And when teams are trying to intimidate other teams, that element's been taken out of it. But there was certainly an edge that Queensland brought to the game last year that I think New South Wales put them on the back foot a little bit. And yeah. So that's the challenge is out there for you, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, as I said, it was extremely disappointing. They bullied us a bit and they got on top of us physically. So I guess it's about finding a way to win that during the game, sort of thing, not doing anything outside the rules, just during the game, in the contest, in the transition and grind, just trying to come out on top physically, which is going to be a big test because obviously they're a great side and we've seen them do it so well last year.
And Jakey, with the camp this year, how's the feel been? Obviously, under Freddie, it's the first time that he's coming off a series loss. How has he responded to that?
Yeah, well, obviously it was disappointing, and he wants to turn it around. And when we train really hard, Woodsy. But it's always pretty relaxed. He's a pretty relaxed guy, and we do, you know, lots of different stuff, which keep everyone pretty chilled. But when it's time to train, we train hard, and we've talked about where we went wrong and that sort of thing. And you know, we've got to turn it around because you know, like losing's not good enough. And yeah, we definitely don't want to do that again.
What's the feeling, mate, of going to Townsville to play this game?
Oh, it's going to be tough, but you know, I'm just trying not to put negative energy into it. You know, just try and be positive about it. It's going to be a great challenge, and you know, imagine if we went up there and got the job done, it'd be pretty cool. It'd be, you know, a great moment. So just try not to focus on how hard it will be, and just trying to put good energy into it. It's going to be a, you know, same size footy field and that sort of thing. So if we go up there and play well and do our job, we'll be all right.
Jaggy, before you go, mate, you know me, I like to look after my friends. Woodsy's a little bit too embarrassed to ask. Would you have a word of Desi for him about next year, mate, if you get a chance?
Please, Jake, you need something. We've got nothing there.
I'll get on to him, mate. I'll get on.
Wouldn't mind running off Turbo as well.
Good on you, mate. He said he'll kick you back. He'll clip you something if you get him a deal. Good on you, mate. Good luck on Wednesday
night.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good on you. Jake Trbojevic.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.